Next, we need to narrow down an age range. Estimating the age of an individual from the skeleton is much easier in juvenile skeletons than in adults. This is because juveniles are still growing, and therefore their bones are not totally complete. Our bones begin as many separate centers of ossification, which change in size and appearance over time, and eventually fuse to form the roughly 206 bones found in an adult skeleton. The appearance and fusion of these ossification centers occurs in a relatively predictable pattern that can be used to estimate the age of the individual. In addition, and even more useful than the growth of bones, is the fact that formation, calcification, and eruption coming out of the gum of teeth is subject of a rigid genetic control. That means that in general, you can say with some degree of certainty that deciduous milk teeth will be replaced by permanent teeth by a given age. Estimating age in an adult skeleton is trickier. Once growth stops and the bones are complete, the examiner must rely on the deterioration of joint surfaces. This image depicts the changes that occur in the pubic symphysis, located where the two halves of the pelvis articulate, with youngest on the left and oldest toward the right. Imagine you look at somebody in the flesh and attempt to estimate his or her age. It's very likely that unless that person's rather young, pre-teenager, you'll get it wrong. Somebody who's 50 may look 40 or vice versa. This concept is relatively similar when estimating the age at death from the skeleton. Age in the skeleton is generally estimated through the observation of joint surfaces that change in shape, texture, and overall appearance with age. But is it as simple as it sounds? Not really. A given structure will not change identically from A to B and then to C in every individual. Most bodily structures are related to other structures and a number of external or internal factors, which range from pregnancy to physical overuse, may affect the appearance of a specific structure. Let's imagine we are attempting to assess the age of a soccer player. His knees and femoral heads will be likely worn out at 40, a process that would not be expected to happen in an individual with a sedentary life before age 70. Hence, when estimating age, we estimate biological age. That means estimates should be reported as a range, within which the real or chronological age of the person will hopefully fall.